From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr., and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at the Orpheum Theater in Memphis, Tennessee, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Things are rocking along, and in just a minute, Carl admits we can't go on together with suspicious rhymes. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, Steve Stockman is a Texas congressman who's announced he's running for Senate. Well, his campaign did not get off to a great start. What happened?
I kind of read this, and then I kind of skipped over it, so I kind of didn't read it. Can I have a hint?
It's like when they find cockroaches at your local Taco Bell. More cockroaches than usual, I should say.
Mm.
His campaign headquarters were infested.
And what happened?
And
haven't you ever been to a restaurant where they found some health violation? What does the sign say in the front of the restaurant?
Right.
Oh, they closed it.
They shut it down. It was condemned as a health hazard. Filthy bathrooms, holes in the walls, exposed wires. Congressman Stockman's campaign headquarters was equal parts animal house and crack house. Stockman defended himself, saying, sure, there were all these violations, but he had outfitted the headquarters with multivitamins and antibacterial soap. So.
I wonder why cockroaches do go into politics. Well, often seems the case.
It's true. Actually, when investigators broke into Stockman's headquarters, they found that his entire campaign staff, all 40 of them, were feral cats.
Mm.
In response to these accusations, his spokescat barfed and then licked it back up.
You know? Mm.
Tom, you're familiar with EasyPass or iPass that lets you pay your highway tolls without stopping.
Love it.
Well, the technology is finally being used where it makes sense. Where?
Pay bathrooms. It would work. I mean, you think of it, it would work. I don't know where you'd mount it, but it would work. Where it really matters.
Well, they're trying to make something that's convenient even more convenient.
Something that's going to be even more convenient. Okay, we're back to the bathrooms, but... do you have another hint?
Well, pull ahead to the second window.
Banking?
No.
Fast food.
Yes, fast food drive-thrus.
Oh, what a great idea. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
2013, the year when we decided that being fed without having to exit your car was no longer convenient enough.
Mm-hmm.
5 Wendy's locations in New York are pioneering this technology. It allows you to pay for your food exactly in the same way you'll eat it, without stopping and with no thought of the consequences. It's good. It's not quite the American dream. It still requires you to use your hands to eat. Mm. What we really want is to just pull up at a Wendy's or wherever and have a giant bird regurgitate in our mouths. That would be...
If there was a dispenser in my minivan where you could just fill it up with coffee and then suck it out of one of those Camelback spouts...
There must be a way that you could just get fat without eating. You
know? That would be the final thing. Roy, the recent discovery of 5,300-year-old fossils in China reveal that humans had what even earlier than we thought?
You mean earlier in the morning?
This is something we have today. But we didn't think that we did this until much later in our history as a species. Turns out that 5,300 years ago, at least, we were doing this thing.
Meatballs. I don't know.
They just found some noodles and extrapolated.
Yeah.
They also found a 5,300-year-old litter box.
Oh, pets.
Specifically.
Cats.
Yes.
Oh.
Pet cats. It has long been thought that domesticated cats originated in the Middle East and didn't spread to other places until about 1,000 years later. But these remains have humans and cats living together for millennia all over the world. The cat fossils were found near shards of broken pottery, leading scientists to believe the cats had died shortly after knocking them off a counter for no reason. But the question is, how do you know that it was a domesticated cat while it was found with the remains of 7 other cats and a woman who lived alone.
There you go.